Gary picked up directions and a cold can of Coke at a gas station on the turnpike. In spite of his wrong turn near the Y field, he manages to find the correct address. Sally Owens is in the kitchen when he's parking his rented car. She's stirring a pot of tomato sauce on the back burner when Gary circles the Honda in the driveway, gets a good look at the Oldsmobile parked in front, and matches its Arizona license plate number to the one in his files. She's pouring hot water and noodles into a colander when he knocks at the door. "Hold on," Sally calls in her matter-of-fact, no-nonsense way, and the sound of her voice knocks Gary for a loop. He could be in trouble here, that much is certain. He could be walking into something he cannot control. When Sally swings the door open, Gary looks into her eyes and sees himself upside down. He finds himself in a pool of gray light, drowning, going down for the third time, and there's not a damn thing he can do about it. His grandfather told him once that witches caught you in this way. They knew how much most men love themselves and how deeply they'll let themselves be drawn in just for a glimpse of their own image. "If you ever come face to face with a woman like this," his grandfather told him, "turn and run and don't judge yourself a coward. If she comes after you, if she has a weapon or screams your name like bloody murder, quickly grab her by the throat and shake her." But of course Gary has no intention of doing anything like that. He intends to go on drowning for a very long time. Sally's hair has slipped out of its rubber band. She's wearing a pair of Kylie's shorts and a black sleeveless T-shirt of Antonia's, and she smells like tomato sauce and onions. She's out of sorts and impatient, as she is every summer when she has to pack for the trip to the aunt's. She's beautiful, all right, at least in Gary Hallett's estimation. She's exactly the way she is written down in her letter, only better, and right here in front of him. Gary's got a lump in his throat just looking at her. He's already thinking about the things they could do if the two of them were alone in a room. He could forget the reason he's come here in the first place if he's not careful. He could make a very stupid mistake. "Can I help you?" This man, who's arrived at her door wearing cowboy boots coated with dust, is lean and tall, like a scarecrow come to life. She has to tilt her head to get a glimpse of his face. Once she sees how he's looking at her, she takes two steps back. "What do you want?" Sally says. "I'm from the Attorney General's office, out in Arizona. I just flew in. I had to transfer in Chicago." Gary knows this all sounds awfully stupid, but most things he'd say at this moment probably would.